Turkey producers have something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The nation's turkey producers and consumers have something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season. No bird flu. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
It was, as one Agriculture Department animal health official put it at the time,
the largest animal health emergency in our country's history.
Of course, we're talking about 2015's huge HPAI, or avian flu, outbreak that resulted in the death of about 50 million birds, a lot of egg-laying chicks, but also it hit the turkey producers as well. But the nation's turkey industry is finally almost fully recovered. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagum told us first.
Obviously, this year we're in a much better situation, whether it be tighter biosecurity. We haven't seen HPAI.
And that's given the industry time to clean up, gear up again, and so as another Thanksgiving approaches.
A lot of the operations are now running above a year ago, in some cases above where we even were in 2014.
But the actual number of turkeys slaughtered this year may still be below last year, but the weights of those birds coming in generally higher.
So we are looking at reasonable supplies for the holidays. A cold storage stocks at the end of September for hen turkeys were about 4% below a year earlier. Hen turkeys are the ones that are primarily served as part of our Thanksgiving.
But even with somewhat smaller supplies of those turkeys, wholesale prices for hen turkeys earlier this month were running below a year ago, averaging about $1.25 a pound.
Which compares to about $1.31 a year ago. Some of that price pressure which we saw in 2015 as a result of the tight supplies has dissipated.
So Shagum says prices are running just about what they were in 2014 before the bird flu outbreak. So as we hit the stores to buy this year's turkey,
we will see prices at retail which will probably be at or maybe slightly below what they were a year ago.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This is definitely good news for both the turkey industry and all the people looking to eat turkey for their holiday meal. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.